Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Hi, Nia. I received a missed call.
Hi, yes. Is this Diana?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Diana. This is Sam at Bank
Hi.
Of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hi, honey. I'm doing good, honey. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. Thank you. Thank you. Looks like I received the application that you sent in.
Yes.
Did you have a couple minutes to kind of talk, see
sure,
exactly what you're looking
sure.
for? Okay, perfect.
Sure.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to pull it up right now.
Okay.
All right. So it looks like you're looking for working capital. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have any idea of how much you were looking for?
I was looking like between 20 to 50.
20 to 50? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And how soon were you looking to bring the funds on? What kind of timeline are we looking working with here?
As soon as possible. I mean, I don't have any problems submitting documents if you needed it.
Okay. Okay. I gotcha. Yeah, there are a few documents I need. Just want to get a clear idea of what we're working with here. Have you done a working capital loan before?
I have. I've done some with Vistu Credit. I've had one with Credibly.
Okay. All right. So you know how the programs work. Do you have any?
Yeah.
Do you have any current balances with them right now?
I do. It's one with Vistu Credit is halfway through, but they were like. Small, and they were like $15,000, and Credibly was Credibly was $18,000. Credibly is I've had them for 3-4 weeks now, and
okay.
Then Vistu Credit I've had since August, and everything is on time with them.
Okay.
Do you guys do a daily takeout, or do you guys do monthly takeout?
So I have a few options. I have daily, I have weekly, I have monthly too. It kind of just depends on which programs you qualify for. So for the 20 to 50, is that, are you looking for just 20 to 50,000 of additional cash, not touching the current balances that you have?
Yeah, because I'm in good standing with them. So I don't want to use it to pay out or anything like that. I mean, if you guys do that, I mean, that would be fine, but,
okay. We have both.
I know how there's like a first position, second position. I know how that works because they have explained Credibly. I got after Vistu Credit, so they explained that to me about how that works. And then I didn't really want to do that because I just wanted to just, you know, continue with it because, you know, it was fine the way that it was going.
Sure.
If there was a way that I could get another loan because I'm in good standing with them, I wanted to see if I could just do a monthly instead of a daily because with Vistu Credit, I have 150 going out daily. With Credibly,
okay.
I have 327 coming out daily. And I think just adding on another daily thing would be a little bit too overwhelming.
Sure.
But a monthly payment probably wouldn't be a problem.
Okay. Did you have an idea on... I guess, you know, let's say on the 20 to 50 range, did you have an idea of what type of term you were looking for how long of a term?
Depending on what the monthly payment is, if you guys have figures, I mean, I could do a 36 month or...
Okay, so you want to go kind of on the longer end then?
Yeah, you know, so that way it could be a little bit more, you know, I don't want a really big... With what I already have going on, I didn't want something too much of a big monthly payment.
Sure.
Just something comfortable if I've seen figures. Maybe, you know, we could work something out if I do qualify. Just right off the bat, I know that there's a lot of documents to be sent only because I've done this before.
Uh-huh.
I already have documents available, but I just wanted to see if there was any way that you could we could go through the process and see if I do qualify for it.
Sure.
I know that you guys have to see all the documents first. I know how the notary, having it notarized and all that stuff. I've been through that, you know, twice already, so I know how that works. I just didn't want it to do all of it and then come towards the end. It's like, oh, no, we can't do it, you know?
Yeah. And what I can do is I can take a look at just some basic stuff like the bank accounts and a tax return and then
uh-huh.
kind of give you a ballpark idea of the different options that I'm going to have for you, and then we can kind of see if that's in line with what you're looking for. Before,
okay.
And I can do that before, and just so you know, like when you submit these things all over the place,
mm-hmm.
like everybody that does this, we check your credit too. So every time you
mm-hmm.
do that, it's a little ding on your credit. So you kind of want to avoid doing it unless it's necessary, right? So what I can
yeah.
do. Yeah, what
that's
I can do.
That's why I wanted to do, because I don't want to run my credit first, and then all of a sudden at the end it's like, hey, you know, we can't. You know what I mean?
And it's exactly like, that. Exactly that. And I'm not gonna do that for you. I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah,
for
you. I hope not, because I wouldn't want to have too many inquiries on there. You know what I mean? Because like I said, with the other two, it's in good standing, and I just didn't want to have to do it and then, you know, look for another option, and then they do it the other way, and it's like, I don't want any dings on my credit, you know?
Sure.
Or any hits on it.
Okay, so a couple of questions for you about kind of what you have right now, so I can get a clear idea of kind of some options that I'll have for you. Now, when mm-hmm. you applied at Biz to Credit Incredibly, I know the mm-hmm. amounts that you're taking, they're a little on the smaller side. Did they have you mm-hmm. approved for a higher amount, and that was just the amount that you needed, so you went for it?
No, at the time, that's all I needed at the time. I could have qualified for more, but I just didn't want to take it because only at that time I needed that.
Yeah, you just wanted to take what you need.
Right, because I didn't want to overdo it, because I'm like, well, I don't want to take on more than I need, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
As you could tell, both loans were the same amount, and they were both used for inventory. So my inventory goes down fast. It's just the cash flow just doesn't cover up the inventory, you know? So I just needed something where, at that very moment, just for inventory, so that I could get the cash flow coming in afterwards. And that worked out good, because in that way it even paid down the loan as well. Plus, I still had cash flow on the side as well. Now it's just kind of dying down a little bit. I'm just looking for another option, but still keep those two loans going as well, because I don't want it to where it's like it's not, where I just cut them two off, you know, completely and then go with another loan. You know what I mean?
Okay. Now, I mean, was there a specific reason for feeling that way, I guess? Because if I had an option where we could get you, you know, more cash at a lower rate, like if you uh-huh. if I mean between those two, it looks like you have probably about, I don't know, maybe like 33,000 of a balance combined,
probably a little bit more including with interest too.
Okay.
Credibly, I believe it was they qualified me for 19.5. well, I took 19.5 from Credibly, 15 from Biz to Credit. My takeout from Credibly was 17 after the fees and after everything else, the processing fee and stuff like that. It came down to, I think it was 17.8, I think, or 18.7. I have
the total amount that they deposited into your account.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't, you know, the exact amount because of the processing fee, you know?
Yeah. Same thing with this. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, same thing with Mr. Credit. It was 15, but then I only received like 14 something. But their payout every day is smaller, so of course their fees was a little bit less.
Sure. Okay. All right. Do you have any idea of what the rates were on those loans?
I do have. I just don't have it in front of me.
Okay, because I can understand, you know, being in good standing and wanting to keep that relationship there. It makes perfect sense. But, you know, if you do have those loans at a high interest rate, that mm-hmm. you would be able to pay that off and get into a lower rate and save a good amount of money. It's not going to hurt your standing, you know, because you're going to be paying it in full. So it would actually build the business credit and allow you to, you know, save some interest costs. So I guess, you know, what I'm saying is, if that's an option that I'm able to get, I'll at least present it to you. I'll present you a couple different options, but one overall, it's called a payoff loan, really. So I'll present you an option for a payoff loan, and then I'll present mm-hmm. you an option for a third position loan with the other two in place. Mm-hmm. Now, and I know you said they kind of gave you the rundown on second positions, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. They're typically shorter terms, and they cost a little more just for the nature of being a second position loan. So I think what we'll see is we'll have, you know, one is going to be for a smaller amount at a slightly more expensive rate. The other is going to be for a larger amount at a slightly less expensive rate. And then we can mm-hmm. just compare those to the loans that you have right now and see if we mm-hmm. have something that makes sense.
Right.
Okay. So how about this? What do you do for your gross annual sales? I think I saw on the application it was about 1.3. Is that what you're tracking for this year?
Well, no, it's less. It's less this year than it was last year.
Okay. What are you guys looking at this year?
I'm looking at probably 1.1 maybe.
Okay. All right. That still puts you in a range where there's going to be a lot available to you. Typically, mm-hmm. you know, on a business your size that does that type of cash flow, that type of revenue, mm-hmm. I usually can do anywhere between, you know, 110 to 150,000 available to you. So mm-hmm. I think getting you the 20 to 50 that you're looking for is not going to be a problem. It'll just
I
come
mean,
down.
If there was more than that, it would help me even throughout for the rest of this year, you know,
and,
to carry
and that's
on
another
to next
thing.
Year.
Absolutely. That's another thing. A lot of times when you take these shorter term loans for the mm-hmm. smaller amount, it's what I call mm-hmm. kind of like a band-aid solution, that it gives you kind
yeah.
of a temporary fix, but you find yourself back in the same position.
Right.
And a lot of my customers actually come to me after going through a cycle of that. And what I'd like to tell them is I want to get an actual solution that's going to fit you long term and have options moving forward for, you know, 2 years from now if things are going and you want to grow. Yeah, that's what we're trying to accomplish here. That's the majority of
yeah.
our business.
And I think at the time I was just, you know, I'm a single mom of two boys running a business now for 6 years.
Oh, congratulations.
I've been in this business. Thank you. And I've been in this business for 14 years, having my own franchise for 6 years. And, you know, I base my, you know, most of my business on a lot of, you know, I don't know if you heard of Kirby Vacuums, but they've been around for 102
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
You know, and I started with my son when I was 6 months pregnant, and I moved my way up on my own completely. And of course, it hasn't been all peachy and dandy and Gucci and gold.
Yeah.
And I've
yeah.
had a lot of down, especially with my two boys growing up. I have a teenage boy now and a 10-year-old boy. You know, both of them keep me really, really busy and in business, because I'm in the direct sales business. It does fluctuate. But the times when I had a really, really good year, I really, really put, you know, above and beyond 100% into my business, and kind of lost track of my you know, being there for my boys.
Yeah.
And then when I do put in that time for my boys, which is a priority for me now, it does take a downfall into the business. So balancing out in the position that I am, it is kind of tough. And, you know, a lot of people may not understand, but in the business, it's like I've been the top woman distributor and have been one of the you know, one of the top, you know, top women up there in Kirby, in the top 50 out of 800 offices worldwide. You know,
that's awesome. That's awesome.
But that compared to what I have going on with my son is insignificant. You know, what I have going on with my kids is very, very important, especially with my oldest son being his first year in high school and stuff. But, you know, in order for me to continue to supply my children for their future and to continue to have what they need and their necessities, I got to keep the business going too. And
yeah.
at that time when I took out those two loans, you are absolutely right. It was a bandage at that time. Band-aid, you know, it was just sort of like something to, you know, temporary at that
yeah.
time. But as time goes by, you know, I did need it extra cash flow, and it required me to be out in the field more, which took me away from mommy's work more.
Yeah.
So now I've been able to try to keep a balance out of schedules and things like that. But I need a flow of something that's continued the business to keep on going, you know, to maintain
Absolutely.
The lifestyle that I need with my kids.
No, I fully understand. And Diana, I commend you. My mother was a single mother. I know what that entails and how much work that is. So, like, I got to give
my
you
mom is, my
crazy
mom was
props.
A mom of 10 kids, you know. I come from a family of 10 siblings, and seeing what she's been through without my dad being around, I mean, I think she's now seeing me going through that. I was like, Mom, you're 10,000 times more of a woman than I could ever be. You deal
oh
with
gosh.
10, I only have 2.
We come from very similar places. I'm 1 of 7, and my mother was 1 of 10. And I'm,
right.
I'm 1 of 7, and she did it on her own, which was very, very, very impressive. So I'm on your side here. I think I'm going to have, based on just some initial numbers, I think I'm going to
mm-hmm.
have some options for you that I think are going to get you to a much more comfortable place.
Okay.
So here's another question, just so I kind of know where we're standing. How does your personal credit look? Is it Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
Well, the latest that I checked on it, it was at a 654.
Okay.
640, between 640 and 654.
Okay, that's definitely something I can work with. Just to give you a little perspective, the national average is right around 680, mm-hmm. 690 right now. So you're not too far below that, but kind of one of the advantages of these programs is they're based on your cash flow. Credit is just kind of a secondary feature.
Yeah, and it, to be really honest, Sam, I mean, like, just because of that score, I mean, I used to be in the 704.
Yeah.
Just, you know, during the times when I had a hard time in business, I've applied for credit cards to be able to keep my kids in the, you know, in the
lifestyle
that we're used to having, you know, especially during the holidays, and my family as well, coming from a family of 10. They've, you know, being in this business, I've always been able to have, I was fortunate enough to be able to take care of my family and my siblings as well. And now that they're all grown up and more be able to be independent, I don't have to do it as much. But mm-hmm. I do have my mom that, you know, that I personally take care of everything that she has going on, because I chose to do that because,
sure.
you know,
sure.
I was, you know, being in the business that I, you know, that I'm in, that I was able to provide for her for that. And I applied, but everything is current. Nothing is in collections, which is, I'm blessed. So, and a lot of it was from inquiries from, you know, these loans.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
I've applied for.
Absolutely. And that's exactly why what I'll do is I'm going to send you an email with kind of what I would need to get you an approval. And what I'll do is I will first just work off of the bank statements and the tax return without running your credit. I want to make sure that we're going to have actual options for you. If we do have options for you and we move forward, what I will also do is give you some good solid feedback on areas of your credit report that you can actually take action on that will influence your score and make it go up. Because I'm not looking to do just kind of a one and done type loan, like let's get the money and move on.
Right.
That's not how we work. Like I said, I want to set you up for, you know, a couple of years going forward, and fixing your credit is going to go a long way for that. So I can give you some good pointers on that.
Sure.
Okay.
And I'm completely open to that.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Diana, I got to say, I'm absolutely looking forward to helping you. I think we come from a very similar place.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
I absolutely respect what you're doing. So I'm going to have nothing but the best options that I can get for you in place.
Okay.
Now, it looks like I think I sent you an email a few minutes ago. The email I have is mad_UNLTD2010@yahoo.com. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. It's Mommy Andrew Daniel. So it's MAD_. So you can see how I kind of influenced that into my business. It's all about me and the boys. That's it.
Diana, are you Vietnamese?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. My wife is Vietnamese, so I'm...
No way!
yeah. So
that's
actually,
awesome.
I was actually just recently married in July, and I took her last name.
Congratulations!
I took her last name as my middle name, so my name is Samuel Tran Woldarski.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. That's awesome, and Tran is one of the most popular last names.
Oh, yeah.
One person, I think, Tran after.
Yeah, one and two right there, yeah. They're,
right,
she's from,
right.
She lives up in, or well, from San Francisco, so we're Bay Area.
I'm from the Bay Area.
Oh, nice. What part of the Bay Area?
But I was born in Hayward, California, but grew up in San Francisco, Oakland, Union City.
No way.
I am.
I'm from San Francisco. I lived for a short while in Union City and Fremont, and then back in San Francisco before coming here to San Diego.
Oh, my God. That's insane. I grew up after I was born in Hayward. I went to school at Mount Eden High in Hayward. And then I, you know, my parents moved away from all the train tracks and all the hustle and bustle that Union, you know, from Hayward and Union City. But we moved to Union City, and then growing up, and then moving further into, you know, after school and things like that. After high school, I moved into San Francisco and lived around Oakland, San Francisco, around there. So.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm totally a Bay Area. That's where my heart is.
Awesome. Me too. I'm in San Diego, but. San Francisco always is where I want to be. Always.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Cool.
Do you follow the Bay Area teams as well?
Only the Bay Area teams. All Warriors, all Giants, all Niners.
Oh, yeah. So you know that our Giants is in the wild card, right?
Yeah. We're always in the wild card. We play in that game every year.
Right. Exactly. That's awesome.
Awesome.
So much fun talking to you about it. It's just, what a small world.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. And I'm really looking forward to getting some good options for you, because it's not, I mean, I deal with a wide variety of people. It's not always pleasant, but I got to say, it's pleasant speaking with you. And I on my end, really want to do my best to
get you something good.
Beautiful. Well, Diana, I'm not going to take up too much more of your time. I'm just going to go ahead and put the email together and send it out to you.
Send it out to me, and then I'll get the 6 month bank statements, and then the my tax returns, and then as soon as I receive that with your fax number on, I'll fax it straight to you.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and I will send the email. The email, you're going to have all of my direct contact information. So if you have any questions or anything, you can call me, you can email me, and you'll be dealing directly with me the whole time.
Okay, awesome. Fantastic. I look forward to it, Tim.
All right, I do too. Thank you very much, Diana.
Okay, thank you.